Okay, so as we know, of course, tonight is the Chag of Shavuos, and there's obviously a lot of different themes that come along with Shavuos, with Matan Torah, but I want to mention a very famous question that many Mefarshim ask, but to give perhaps a more novel approach to this question than maybe you've heard before. So probably one of the most famous questions, it's really a two-part question, but it's really the same idea, regarding Shavuos is, first of all, why does the Torah not mention a date for Shavuos? If you look at the Torah just says, count 50 days of the Omer, and then bam, you have Shavuos. It never says what date of the month Shavuos is, that it's the 6th of Sivan. And the second question, a probably more fundamental question is, why does the Torah never refer to Shavuos as Zman Matan Torah Seinu, right? We know that that's the whole point of Shavuos. We stay up all night to learn Torah, and yet not once does the Torah ever mention that Shavuos, the point of Shavuos is about learning Torah. What does the Torah say about Shavuos? It's the Chag of Bikurim, it's the Chag HaKatzir, right? We harvest and we bring the first fruits to the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very agricultural sounding holiday. So why does the Torah never once mention the fact that Shavuos is a time of Matan Torah? So there are a lot of answers to this question, and probably one of the more famous answers that's given by the Kli Yakar, and also many, many others give this answer as well, because you want to show that Torah is accepted every single day, and you know it's not just Shavuos that's the day of Torah. Every day we should be receiving the Torah, and that's why the Torah doesn't give a specific date. So that obviously is true, but I wanted to focus on a slightly different aspect. Why does the Torah specifically mention the fact that Shavuos is this agricultural holiday, that it's a time when you're harvesting, when you're bringing the Bikurim? Like, why is that so significant? Why do we care so much about that in the context of Shavuos? So perhaps one can suggest that really the Torah is teaching us a very important lesson regarding Matan Torah in general. Now, we think that Matan Torah is all about, you know what, I'm going to receive the Torah, I'm going to stay up all night, I'm going to learn. So that's what Matan Torah is all about. The truth is that that's only the first half of Matan Torah. Because the real part of Matan Torah, this actually relates to what we were just talking about before in the Chovos HaLevavos, is to internalize that which you learn. It's not enough to spend your days, your weeks, your months, your years, and your whole life, for that matter, learning Torah, even though that is obviously incredibly important also. But the most important thing is to internalize your Torah. As we say, right, and we say this in Avarabba every morning, Lilmodu Lamed Lishmor Velasos Ulekayim, right? It's not enough to just learn and to teach. That's important. But the main thing is to take what you've learned and what you've taught and to then internalize that and make it part of who you are, make it practical to your life. So I think the reason why the Torah emphasizes this idea of Bikurim and of the Chag HaKatzir is to show you that the Iker, the primary function of Torah, is Chesed. You have to make sure that you're in tune, that you're sensitive to the needs of other people, that you're going to do chesed for them, right, and that you have to help them out. And it's not enough to just spend my days learning. I need to also act upon that. I need to internalize my learning. I have to make it real. I have to make it practical to who I am as well. And again, that also could be the reason why, you know, one of the many reasons given why we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos, right, one of the many reasons is that Rus is the epitome, she is the paradigm of chesed. She stayed with Naomi, with her mother-in-law, despite the fact that her husband died, despite that she had nothing left going for her. She says to Naomi, Ameicha mi v'elokayech elokay, my people are your people, my God is your God. And she said, basically Ruth said, I bought into the system. And in fact, just to end off with one point, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif writes that if a person spends their Yontif just eating and drinking and stuffing themselves and enjoying, but they don't, you know, think about the people who are in need, the people who actually need our help and need our support, whether financially or emotionally or whatever, then you're missing the point of the Chag, right? If you spend the whole Yontif just, you know, gouging yourself and eating a lot and drinking a lot, and obviously, again, you should obviously enjoy Yontif. It's an important time to enjoy. But at the end of the day, you also need to think about other people. You also have to make sure that your Chag, that your Yontif, is framed and is contextualized in the context of others and of helping others. And that should be the main focus of our Torah learning. So hopefully when we stay up, if you're staying up tonight, or even if you're not, but if you're going to hopefully spend time, you know, learning over the next couple of days, it's really important to think about, you know, especially once in Mirtz Hashem this whole quarantine is over, and whenever life gets relatively back to normal, to think about, how am I going to now relate to other people? How am I going to take my Torah learning that I've learned and internalize that and actually carry it out practically and display a sense of chesed towards other people? Okay.